tuning into the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
No. I'm wondering if he really knew a Dirty Diana.
Maybe it's Princess Diana.
Keeping it in the royal theme.
I hope not. Rest in peace, Princess Diana. Well, hey, guys, you have found the Royals After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. We're so excited to be back for season two. It's season two, episode two. Welcome is fashion and ceremony. Unfortunately, I forgot to look it up, but well, maybe I'll look it up later in the show. Hey, guys, I'm your host, Megan Stegger, and tonight I'm joined by my lovely co-host, ladies.
Karen Renee here.
Hi, Christina Kaplan. Glad to be back.
If you guys want to tweet me, I'm at Megan Stecker. Fern is at Fern Renee. And Tina, you're at Tina Cap.
Yep, that's right.
Perfect.
At Tina Cap.
Yay. Well, tweet away. And we'll talk to you over the week if we don't talk to you during the show. Another jam-packed episode. I was making my notes on the wall for us, and I was like, oh my God. I think let's just break it down by character again this week, because there's so much going on with everybody's kind of intertwined and plots jumping all over the place. I want to start with Cyrus. Let's do the evil, getting to the less evil, going back to the evil tonight, maybe. Let's do it that way.
good plan.
So Liam catches Cyrus in, do you call it like a cryo chamber, like a cryogenic chamber?
Hyperbaric chamber.
Hyperbaric, okay. I think. So he's claiming that he has testicular cancer, bombshell, and he really wasn't shocked or super upset that Liam found him. Do you guys think he's completely lying?
At first I did, and then later in the episode, the way it ends, he looked genuinely scared.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I agree. I thought he was lying at first, too, because he's like, fine, tell your sister, and he didn't really seem like that, you know, perturbed by the fact that they were going to know. So I thought maybe he was lying, but yeah, I agree with Fern when we found out at the end when when Lucius was like, your doctor's called and it's urgent. I'm like, okay, maybe he's telling the truth.
Yeah, because I also thought he was lying at first. And then the thing with him, like he had marked it on his calendars as meetings and the queen didn't know where he was. And then Rachel talked to Lucius and dropped the whole like meetings thing on him, so
I didn't even pick up on
I
that.
Felt like she knew what's been going on, where he's been going, maybe a little bit, and I think it's a real deal.
Yeah,
but I'm also getting the feeling that there's going to be a lot more to come with that storyline. That it's not like, let's think there's a real threat he's going to die. He's
right,
going to be
like nothing is ever simple.
Right. He reminds me of Lucius from Empire, where it's like he thinks he's dying of an incurable disease, and then all of a sudden the doctor's going to be like, "We misdiagnosed you," and he'll be like, and he's like, "You can't kill me! I'm a god!" Like that's exactly the same kind of character.
And I love that they called Liam Bubbles. The Michael Jackson hence the Michael Jackson song.
Yes. Oh, yes. Hence, thanks, Fern, for picking Michael Jackson.
There were so many good exchanges. Like, this episode had such good writing. There were so many exchanges back and forth. I was like, that's really clever.
I feel like I was paying more attention to the writing this week, too, because I feel like it's not so much showing people doing things on this show. It's all their little verbal exchanges that tell the whole story. Not a ton of motion.
Yeah.
And, like, moving around with the characters as much as, like, their intimate their one-on-one conversations. I feel like there's not a lot of scenes with more than two people, right?
Yeah, not this episode.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously the party, there's people around, but usually it's just two people talking, maybe three at the most.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So good.
Yeah.
Okay, so Cyrus also, on top of having testicular cancer, bombshell, he also wants to wear or use this huge diamond that's on display in the palace for the opening of Parliament ceremony. So it's supposed to be just very ceremonial, pomp and circumstance, all dressed up and kind of like, oh, la, 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 we're opening Parliament. And the Queen warns him against wearing this diamond. At the same time, they are supposed to ceremonially kidnap a member of Parliament, and then that person gets returned once the king is returned safely to the palace. So I guess back in the day, it was a big deal, and they would kind of, you know, hold each other for ransom. It's kind of like, once the king's back safe, we'll return the Parliament member. I thought James Holloway was an idiot for being excited to want to go do that. Weren't you guys like, duh, idiot?
Yeah. I knew that he wasn't going to, once he walked in and all that food was there, I knew there was something up. Like, they weren't just going to let him sit there and enjoy it. Come on.
Yeah. Think, he doesn't seem so bright.
Yeah. I was like, hey, idiot. Obviously. Well, okay. So he didn't know that Cyrus knew that he had told on him yet. So I guess that I was coming from the thought that you already told on him. You're an idiot. But James Holloway didn't know that Cyrus knew he had told on him.
True.
True.
Sorry, does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah, no, because he was probably still thinking, oh, you know, Cyrus is happy with me because I lied about his alibi, and so that's why he's treating me with this, you know, kidnapping and the meal and everything, so.
Yeah, he probably thought he's being rewarded.
Yeah.
So, okay, so that all happened, and James Holloway gets locked in this cage, which I thought it was going to be bad, just, like, tie him to a chair, not anywhere nice in the palace, maybe in that bomb safe room or whatever from last season, but that was really evil, locking him in that tiny little cage.
All day.
God, Cyrus is twisted.
Yeah, I can't even look at that kid. It, like, makes me claustrophobic to look at it.
I know. I was having a weird thing where I was like, like, couldn't breathe away when I was watching it.
Out.
I know. Yeah. Ugh, that was terrible. So,
all I thought of when he put him in there, I'm like, I really hope he went pee before he got into that cage. Otherwise, it's going to be horrible. Because I'm like, I'm the type of person that has to go to the bathroom, like, all the time because I drink so much water. So I'm like, that would happen to me. I'd get put in the cage and have to pee, like, immediately.
Well, as soon as Cyrus was like, I put the tabloids, the newspapers all over the bottom of the cage because you should take a, you know, poo in there. And I was thinking, like, oh, my God. How long is he going to leave him in there? Okay. But we get to a point where kind of all kinds of plot points are intersecting. So James has just been taken out of the cage and is, I guess, being returned to Parliament. The Queen has just discovered the dead Prime Minister in his office wearing her panties. And so she, at the same time as James is passing by her, she is confronting Cyrus with, oh, guess what? The Prime Minister's dead. And I'm assuming this should be a shock to you. So this to me said Cyrus got Lucius to off the Prime Minister. This is my big, like, I think what's going on. Lucius offed the Prime Minister on behalf of Cyrus so that the Queen's bill with the Prime Minister for the succession wouldn't go through. Is that both you guys think?
I would think so, but he looked genuinely shocked when she said the Prime Minister's dead. Like, he stopped in his... And he was, like, facing away from them, but we could see him with the camera. And he looked shocked. So I was like, did he just get lucky? I don't know.
I felt like maybe it was just a real bad coincidence in that the Prime Minister just had a heart attack.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking. Just because the way that he was laying over the chair like that.
Another thing I thought maybe was based on the conversation that Lucius and Rachel had and how freaking devious he is, that he did it on behalf of Cyrus but didn't even tell Cyrus. It was just like, I have your best interests at heart. Oh. I serve the monarchy.
Oh, that would make sense.
Maybe.
Yeah. So maybe that's what happened.
So he, like, poisoned him or something.
Yeah.
And then next or later on, Lucius will tell Cyrus or something and he'll be like, oh.
I'm glad the queen at least got her panties off of him. Could you imagine?
She should have had Rachel take them. Rachel's been in that region before, wasn't she?
That's true.
I know. Well, she made him
rebutton his pants and, like, close his belt, I guess. Oh, how awful.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So all of this happened in that moment. So much. So the queen is pissed that her Bill is not going to be taken care of with this prime minister. But she's ready to move on. She wants to meet with the new acting prime minister, is what she tells Cyrus. She also is in the middle of, or the final stages of, building a monument to King Simon. And she describes it to Eleanor as it's a representation of his love for his kingdom. Do you guys think she's obviously devious? This is for other reasons other than to look good to the, you know, she just, I thought she's completely lying to Eleanor as well as Rachel, yeah, as well as,
yeah,
everyone.
Yeah, she's just doing it to make herself look good, I think. I don't know, kind of obvious.
I think she is doing it mostly probably for the people and for her image, but I think she also, like, she still cares about him and knows how much the kingdom meant to him. And I think so it's like a 50-50 kind of selfishness, but there's still that truth behind of that he deserves a monument. So
yeah, that's, and it true. Could be in the past 2 months since he's been gone, like maybe she realized like what a decent man he was, yeah, and maybe she feels a little, you know, genuinely mourning. Yeah, that could be.
Yeah. And I thought maybe her look, the way she looked over her shoulder as Eleanor was leaving the room, it was kind of like, I just lied to you, but like, yeah, I hope it does bring us back together. Like, I hope it makes us a little closer. Yeah. The fact that I'm honoring your father.
Yeah.
Or the man you think or thought was your father. So up, all up in the air. So that monument's still going on. We'll see where that leads.
It looks like those, you know, the building of the structure, the, what is it called? Like the, whatever it is.
The mock-up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
look like the miniature. If you look at it aerial, like from an aerial view, it would be like domino. Because they were all those like,
oh, you're right,
buildings.
You're right. I wonder what the three, it kind of, it was like three
I
different.
I have to look at it again, but it was like, it reminded me of domino.
Right. It was kind of like three different towers together, yeah, right? And then the one in the middle was taller,
yeah,
than the other two?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know, I have to look at,
well,
it.
Well, yeah, we should go back and freeze frame, check it out.
Yeah, from like some point of view, it could be that. I don't know. It's just a guess.
Yeah. I'm wondering what each of the three, like the three must stand for something, like three what?
Children.
Like, oh, three children, or like the king and his two sons, because they were both heirs to the throne. I don't know.
I don't know.
We'll have to find that out. Interesting. Or like king, country, I don't, isn't there a saying like king God and country? Yeah, something like that. I don't know. We'll have to find out. I don't know. Three is a great number either way. Okay, so we talked about Lucius and Rachel's meeting as well. So it seems like Rachel has really got the queen's back and is kind of stewing behind the scenes in the same way that we used to see Lucius do a lot.
Yeah.
But now Lucius is on Team Cyrus. So I'm loving this new storyline of the two of them are kind of going to battle it out on behalf of Cyrus and the Queen. Like, Cyrus and the Queen won't even have to be as evil as normal because those two will be doing all the dirty work. So that's going to be great. Let's move on to Eleanor and, the kids, Eleanor and Liam. Eleanor got the surprise of her life last week when Jasper announced he's back to protect her brother. So he's back on the security detail in the palace. And she opened the door, I guess, to follow him or give him a piece of her mind. And Beck was standing there. So Beck is back. So handsome. He's with her. And apparently he has spent the night with her in her bedroom, but on the couch. What does that say to the two of you? Other than what he said it meant, what does it say to the two of you?
No, I just thought it meant he's a gentleman. Like, he doesn't want to have sex with her right away. He just wants to be there for her emotionally. I think he's adorable. I love her and Jasper. I think they're the best chemistry, and I want them to end up together. But now after this episode, I'm a little torn because Beck is adorable and a gentleman, and he's, like, so clearly in love with her. So I don't know. Now I'm torn.
There's something about him I feel like he's going to, and I think maybe just that Liam made that comment to Jasper about everyone lets her down, don't be the one that does or something like that. Be the first to not. I feel like it's not going to work between them. I think he wants her to change so badly and she's not ready to or doesn't want to. And I think he's going to leave her because of that.
Okay, predictions. I knew I have a weird vibe about them this time.
Yeah.
Like last season, their whole rendezvous in Monaco was like beautiful and pure and like so good for Eleanor, and I thought they'd be perfect together. But it's weird, like him showing up in her world, it's not working. It's a different vibe.
It works for me.
Well, you know,
I think he's adorable. I think he's perfect.
She is still dealing with now having lost the king. So, you know, first it was her brother. Now it's the king. So she's basically still mourning now for two people. And I think that she gives a great, great speech to Liam about how just partying in the middle of the day and wasting the day and being high makes her feel regular and like one a normal person, because they'll never be normal. It's a really nice escape for just a little while. I thought it was a beautiful monologue to really explain the core of Eleanor to us. And it's
and
like
their life.
Yeah. Like, and I think this time around, she's still loving the drugs to numb her from the latest death. And like Beck telling her not to do that. Like just because he showed up doesn't mean she's happy now.
Yeah.
So I think that that's where it's not working for them.
Their exchange, though, with the clothes was such, was awesome. Like when he was explaining the... with each one, like, what happened with his wife.
Yeah.
And he was like, it was always you.
Yeah.
She's like, perfect. And I was like, aw.
I felt like it was a little too scripted. Not on the show. I mean, like, him as a, if that were real life. I felt like what he said was a little too perfect, even as she said, you know. And I don't know. I just, something is not right, I feel.
I feel like you're right. If it were to, like, if I had to predict, perhaps his wife or his... We don't know if he has kids. Maybe he'll find out, like, his wife is pregnant or something. Something's going to screw it up. Because I think, ultimately, she's going to end up with Jess or something.
I want them to be together.
Yeah.
And I thought that when she first was going to the door, I thought she was going to, like, be like, Jasper, wait, and talk to him. But then Beck was there, and it obviously didn't happen. So... I don't know.
She might still carry a little candle for our Jasper.
I think she does. I think she's just trying to, like, blow it out, but she can't, you know?
Yeah. I thought that it was, like, a weird, like, balance of power shift with her and Beck this time. Because I felt like last time he really had a handle on her, and she's like, oh, finally this guy who's, like, so unattainable to me because he's married. It's like, oh, let me just have this time with him. And, like, he wanted me to be sober. Fine, I'll be sober. And this time around, she's telling him what to do. She's like, you try on these clothes I bought for you. I'll tell you what shirt to wear. And then she gives him a little speech at the end of the day. So they go on the beautiful yacht, the amazing... first of all, did she not look so fabulous in this episode?
Her body.
The hat that she wore to the yacht. The freaking, like, white... barely covering her cha-cha tuxedo top, like, was so amazing. I'm like, I had to wear black and white tonight, because I was like, she just rocked it.
Yeah.
But she gives him, at the end of the day, gives him a little speech, like, look, you wanted me to be sober, but now I'm going to tell you what to do. And just the whole balance of power so different this time around that I feel, like, exactly like you guys, like, it's not going to work out. It's already not.
But then at the end, I feel like he kind of broke her. Like, she wanted to, like, hurry it up, and he's like, no, I'm going to take my time.
I think this is going to be their ongoing battle.
It was.
But it's like, I want to see her wanting that, and it didn't really feel like she cared.
Mm-mm.
Or that's what was what she wanted.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I feel like she's been, you know, so... all of these horrible things have happened to her, and she's been medicating herself with drugs and alcohol and, like, having sex with random guys at the... Remember last week? She had sex with, like, some stranger. We have
in
no idea.
Barn.
Oh, yeah, in the barn. Oh, yeah. That feels good.
Right. Yeah, that was so awkward.
It's like, for one, she's, like, feeling something. Like,
right.
You know, even though she felt it for Jasper. But, I mean, like, she's... then he hurt her, so, like, she's, like, getting back with this guy who she had such feelings for, and he's slowing her down and making her feel all the feelings. I don't know.
You know what? It also could be a thing of now, because he is available to her, maybe she finds him less desirable. Like, maybe so much of her longing and excitement over him was to do with the fact that he was married and unattainable before. That could also be a problem for her.
True.
Weirder things have happened. She also has a new security detail tonight, who I love the introduction of this character. I think he's going to be a fabulous spicy twist this season. So James Hill, who has just come from 27 years at Scotland Yard, which is, I guess, the big head of police. And every time there's a huge police or news report coming, you know, big press release from the police over in the UK, it's like, you know, Scotland Yard reports that, da, 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 da. So he's coming from the highest of the high as far as being in charge of lawbreakers to guarding a lawbreaker. And I liked how she was like, let me check you out. And he looked a little intimidated, but he has these amazing deadpan responses mm-hmm. to all of her probes.
Yeah.
What do you guys make of him?
Oh, I think he's going to be awesome. And I think he's taking the place of King Simon. He's going to be a father figure and he's going to be good for her. He seems like a good, decent character.
Yeah, I think she's going to really be able to trust him. And like you said, Fern, he's going to be somewhat of a father figure for her and hopefully help her kind of help guide her back into maybe a little bit of a better direction.
Do you, either of you think that there's anything about, Eleanor kept twice asked him, you know, why are you making a career change? You're too old for that, to have just like left what you did for 27 years and all of a sudden work here. Like, what's the catch? Do you guys think that his background or story has anything to do with that, or that it's suspicious?
I didn't feel any suspicion towards him, but I feel like there could be a chance that maybe he's a part of Domino or something mm-hmm. weird like that, mm-hmm. and he's just trying to get in that way, and he's been like a rogue cop or whatever mm-hmm. this whole time, but I didn't really get that vibe. I feel like sometimes, or most of the times, you can kind of tell off the bat when they introduce a character, you're like, something's up with him, but I didn't feel that way. So hopefully he's a good guy.
Yeah, he seemed like a good, like maybe it had something to do with, you know, with the show and the writing, and they bring everything back together. They tie up all these, well, I want them to tie up more loose ends because I'm getting impatient, but maybe he had something to do with investigating Robert's death. And for whatever reason, he was let go from Scotland Yard. I don't know.
Wow. I like that theory. My theory is, well, I don't want to be disappointed, but I felt like, oh, I like him too much. He's too likable from the start. I feel like this is going to go to a bad place. Like, we'll all of a sudden be surprised in an episode that he's not who we thought he was. But we'll see. That's what we love about the show, is that it gets revealed and revealed and revealed who someone is, and secrets and shockers, and you know, people end up redeeming themselves when you think that they're a bad person. And we'll see. It's so exciting. I don't know. I really love him, and with the his dialogue with her was so amazing,
great. And even with Jasper too.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
before they got on the boat, great. I was like,
oh
yes.
Man, the way that they're talking by like not even looking at each other with the sunglasses on, I loved it. The fact that he knows a lot about Jasper also made me be like, who is this guy? Mm-hmm. What's his deal? But maybe because he was in the police, he can, you know, he has all kinds of access to different computer programs, and he looked up everybody. Mm-hmm. So,
I mean, that's what he made it seem like, that because he said he vetted everyone on the ship, so she's fine or whatever. So I think that, I think being in the royal security detail, you have access to all that stuff anyways.
Mm. I feel like, isn't that his job? Like, isn't he supposed to know everything about Jasper?
That's true. Yeah, I don't know. And maybe, oh my gosh, what is the head of security?
Ted Price.
So, because we didn't see Price this week, maybe those two are old friends.
Yeah.
Maybe Price filled him in on everything. Like, we'll have to find out. I'm sure that's probably a missing piece of the puzzle. Okay, so Eleanor had a big day. Beautiful conversation with Liam. It seems like Liam is ready. He cries talking to her about just how hard this has all been. And it seems like he's ready to take her advice. And she says, retrace your own steps. But it seems like when he retraced his steps, he went all the way to New York.
Mm-hmm. Well, you kind of knew that was going to happen, didn't you guys?
I really didn't.
I didn't either.
Really?
I didn't see it going there.
I knew it was going to be Ophelia when she said, you know, find what makes you happy again.
Okay.
I was like, duh.
I thought we were going into looking at the day of the murder from another angle.
Right, I thought it would be like something, I don't know.
Like right, like let me retrace the day. Let me retrace the day I got drugged and went missing and try to, you know, I thought that's what she meant and where it was going. Wrong.
Right. Now it makes perfect sense. Yeah.
Yeah. It was weird because I know we got to see at the end of the episode that it is Ophelia on the other side of the door next week. But I thought it was super obvious this week that that's where he was.
Yeah.
Just because he wouldn't smile like that for anybody else.
Yeah.
Oh, I love them together. I know. Well, I'm excited we'll get to see them together next week.
I know. I wonder. I'll wait. I don't want to get into predictions yet.
I feel like the whole show is like we always make
bold predictions. It's
like hard not to.
Well, I mean, I feel like he's going to say, you know, well, we already saw in the preview that he wants to be with her, all that stuff, and he wants to bring her back, but I don't think she's going to go. I think she's going to be resistant at first, and maybe we're going to get introduced to a love interest that she has in New York that might get in the way.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm thinking. I love that.
Yeah, that's a good prediction.
So I feel like the only thing I haven't gotten to yet, I don't know. Fern, you let me know as I'm going over this. All right. the queen, so Cyrus got actually a phone call at the end of the episode that the doctor's on the phone. It's very urgent. So he's freaking out, thinking that the curse of the diamond is true. He made the remark moments ago, oh, it's not true. Nothing bad happened today. But he was wrong. He gets a phone call, and it's very urgent. By his face, I think we're supposed to think that he is fearing the worst about his health. Mm-hmm. Do you guys think that it has to do with that, or it's going to be a surprise, something to do with the king's death, or any number of things?
Oh, wait, did he say your doctor called?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's urgent. So maybe, I don't know, with Cyrus, he seems to have good luck. So maybe it'll be like, the chamber's working, you're cured. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe that's what's going on.
I know. I feel like it's going to be the opposite of what we think it is. It's mm-hmm. We all want him to be like, oh, sorry, you have 2 weeks to live, deuces. But it's probably going to be like, oh,
right.
Your treatment's working, or we missed a diagnosed you and you're fine. But
long live the king.
Long live the king.
Yeah.
And then we also get to see at the very end of the episode the new acting prime minister. Mm-hmm. So her assistant steps into her office to say, the queen would like an audience with you. You guys should have some tea because the queen still wants the new prime minister or the acting prime minister, whoever it be, to help her pass this bill to change the line of succession so that she will be in the line of succession. It looks like the new prime minister is just as ballsy as our queen, mm-hmm. if not more so, especially punctuated by the fact that she put her feet up on the desk, just like the queen did, like last week's episode. I think she's going to be a great new character too. Mm-hmm. I love that they're still able to inject more characters this year because we've lost a couple. So we lost Marcus and we lost,
Maribel,
who looks like she's coming back out of her mummy-esque. Yeah, so she's still wrapped up in her plastic surgery, but we got introduced to her new voice this week. Mm-hmm. So
I think it's a new actress. Like,
yeah,
it obviously, is. Yeah. And she's going to be, like, pretty. And I think something's going to happen with that.
Oh, yeah. So it seems like the plan, the queen's plan to ruin them from their
pit them
against each other with the, I forget this
the
guy's
guy,
name.
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy, the cute guy, mm-hmm. the cute anti-monarchist. She's convinced that's working and going to work. So she thinks she's gotten them out of the way. But it seems like this new prime minister does not care.
That was an awesome twist.
Yeah.
I expected another, like, old guy.
I felt like I was supposed to know who she was. We've never seen her before, right?
I don't know. I thought she looked familiar.
Oh, my God. Maybe she's in Domino.
Oh.
Maybe.
Oh, yeah.
She does look familiar to me, but maybe it's from another role?
Oh.
Hold on, stand by. I'm going to look on IMDb.
Marcus's character, or the actor that plays Marcus, is actually on Blindspot now.
Yeah, he got a different show.
I love that show.
And what do you think, so Cyrus having a double means that even if he was seen on the night that Simon was killed, it could have been, was that the point of that?
I think it was the point was to, so that people didn't follow him to where he was getting treatment.
Right.
And that they thought he really was going in to have meetings, whatever building that was.
Okay.
You know? But one thing that I also think might happen too, because since Beck went up to Jasper and like talked to him and said, oh, you know, Len's security details don't last more than a month. And he's like, oh, I was there with her for 6 months until Monaco. And I think something's going to happen between them two as well.
Yeah, I agree.
Maybe they're going to, like, fight and Jasper is going to kill him.
Oh, God.
That's, like, really evil, but I don't know.
Yeah,
it just popped into my head.
I'm obsessed with Jasper this season.
I love him.
Because he's now, like, the good guy who just wants to protect her when all last season it's like he's this devious bad boy.
You know what I think is weird, though? I don't know if you guys agree or not, is whenever he talks about, oh, yeah, I slept with the queen or whatever, why doesn't he try to explain how she basically, like, forced him?
I know. I feel like I have this prediction that, right. that they really didn't sleep together.
Right.
Because I still want them to be together. I love their chemistry. And I think it's going to be, but that's such a deal breaker because it's disgusting. But I think it's going to be revealed that they didn't really sleep together. That
but maybe why he, wouldn't like, he tell her, like, I didn't sleep with her?
Right.
I
why
promise.
Wouldn't he tell that now?
Well, he said something to Liam this episode. He said, well, technically I didn't sleep with her. So I got excited. I was like, wait, Fern's prediction from last week. Like, maybe that's.
I think it might be because it's such a deal breaker.
Okay, my mind's in the gutter. I just assume he still did something sexual to her,
right.
but it just wasn't.
Because she was asking him for
right.
oral sex.
Right, right. But maybe
or
he,
at least
like,
that's what it looked
like. Looked
like,
yeah.
Cracked her neck and incapacitated her and then dropped the ring or did something to make her think, like, we had sex. But
it was
he knows that they really didn't. Oh, yeah, the cufflink.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
But he knows that nothing happened. Mm-hmm.
But
like,
why?
If he
that
loves
just seems
Eleanor,
like so.
Why wouldn't he just like tell her like this is what happened?
Did I also gloss over the opening where Jasper and Liam were having the conversation in English accents, like
American
accents?
Yeah,
I was dying.
That was funny.
Awesome.
That was
Jay
so
Gallagher.
Great because Jasper in real life is a British person.
Yeah.
Okay, so when he's like, "This is my real accent," and does the American, I'm not sure why Liam hasn't freaked out about this dual identity thing with Jasper. He seemed to, like,
I don't think he believed him that he was from...
Right.
Oh,
that's
okay.
what I think
so
he was saying.
Him.
Yeah, he's like...
Okay.
Because that's why he said, oh, I can do an American accent, too.
Yeah. What did he say his name was?
Frank J. Gallagher from Chicago.
Frank J. Gallagher from Chicago.
Do you think Jasper isn't really any of... He's none of those things. And maybe he was, like, in the military with Robert and knows what happened and then, like... arranged for himself to be, like, through this false identity to be, like, work for the
security. Think I thought that last season, but for the fact, I don't know, didn't he, like, know or somehow set up the person that met them under the bridge
yeah,
that night?
I feel like his role goes back so much further and it'll be, like, more revealed. Mm-hmm. It'll be revealed.
I think
he's
there's
more than just this guy who's faking, pretending to be American.
Yeah, like, I'd love to find out more about his background this
yeah.
year, because they've just been holding that over us since the first episode, really. He's still sticking with the story of being from Vegas.
Right.
Yeah, that's true. I agree with you guys. I think there's something else to his background as well.
Yeah, I think so.
Mm. I forgot about that was our whole issue last season, too.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I agree.
Which still is not resolved, but I think it's something so much deeper. And what about when he was like, we have to expand the search area? They haven't done that yet. Like, the king was stabbed. Like, there aren't 50 million, like, conspiracy theorists researching every moment. I don't get it.
Exactly. Because wouldn't the, not only,
entire
like, the royal,
be trying to figure out who stabbed the king. And
I feel like Scotland Yard would be on it.
Right.
On top of.
Let's look at the security footage from, like, beyond the area.
Yeah. And wasn't Price supposed to have his own little squad trying to figure out who did it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
And they also need to do a DNA test from CVS and satisfy once and for all.
Wait, a DNA test from CVS? I'm pretty sure you have to go somewhere else to get a DNA test.
In last week's episode,
we were so annoyed.
I know. Liam went all the way to, like, whatever friggin' foreign country that the royal doctor got sent away to and got his DNA, got another DNA test with him and was like, you know, help me out. Is this true that the king really wasn't my father?
Right.
But Lucius was there.
Right.
So it's like, if
obviously
the king was still his father, Lucius fixed it again or was threatening him.
Yeah.
So, like,
I think
you guys are so mad that he hasn't, like, gotten
a way
his own
to, like,
little test.
Like, doesn't Maury do it? Like, isn't there a way to, like, get DNA tested
I
from
think
a
the
pharmacy
king is,
nowadays?
Is not from a pharmacy. I'm pretty sure you have to go to a doctor first.
I don't know. I think you can, like, didn't they do
you can't
it on
just
the
pee on the stick.
On the Kardashians? Oh.
When Khloe
you know, I think
she was
you can
adopted.
Scrape cheek cells because
and
they
I think
had.
You can, and go to Walgreens or CVS.
Oh, you know what? I'm thinking of a different kind of test. I had a friend who had twins, and she was told they were fraternal the whole time through her whole pregnancy. And then the kids are two now, and the entire time they've been growing, they look identical. And her, people who have other multiples that she was in different, like, sport groups with were like, you should do the test to find out if they're identical. They might be identical. So they did some kind of, like, swab the cheek test and mailed it away. So you can do that.
Right.
And they were identical, even though she had been told all along in a pregnancy.
I would be so unsatisfied with this if I were Liam and Eleanor. I would be like, this is my father's hairbrush. This is his hair.
Right. No, I would do that. Like, maybe that's going to happen. Like, maybe they're holding that. They're out, like, for later.
Too, like, satisfied with, like, two doctors being...
I could see Eleanor, like, just, like, a vodka bottle in hand, like, flinging open one of the king's old rooms. Because I feel like the king and queen didn't, like, always sleep together. Maybe he had his own room. Like, she had her own room that one time when she was sleeping with her guy that may or may not be alive. Right. I just see her, like, swinging open the door and, like, finding, like, throwing things around and, like, finding something she can do a DNA test with.
Yes.
Like, that would be, and leaving the room a mess and walking out and, like, flicking a cigarette and lighting it on fire. Like, I just see her doing something like that.
Oh, my God. Really? You should be a regular on the show.
I should be. Give me a call. Okay. Do we leave anything else out?
What do you think of the DNA?
So many layers.
Well, I mean, since I wasn't here last week, I quickly just wanted to talk about, what's her name? The little maid that's pregnant?
Oh, yeah. Prudence, right?
Prudence. Yeah. Yes. I think something crazy is going to go down with her because, like, Cyrus didn't think that it was a big deal at all that she was pregnant with his baby.
Right. I was pissed about that too.
Like, technically, if it's a boy, it doesn't matter. Like, that's the next king, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he didn't seem bothered by that at all or worried at all. Like, what, is he going to just kill her or something and kill the baby? I don't know.
I wouldn't put it past him.
Let's go into predictions.
Yeah, that was weird.
And now, you're after Buzz TV predictions.
Okay, I think on the heels of that, the queen, I'm going to say the queen gets her thing through hell and high water. She gets her bill through parliament. But then Prudence has the baby and proves it's Cyrus's, and that throws her whole plan out the window. Because it was like the bill was made before they knew Cyrus had a male heir, is what I think is going to happen.
But what if Cyrus dies long before the baby is anywhere near age be able to rule, you know?
Good point.
I wonder what would
happen.
Then
the queen would be trying to, like, get the baby out of the way. God forbid.
I don't know. I feel like I made all my predictions throughout the show.
I know. Yeah. What else is left to predict? Okay, well, here's what we see for next week in the previews. So Liam is definitely with Ophelia in New York, and it looks like he's asking her to be with him again. And she's saying, I don't want your world, but I just want you. And it looks like Beck and Eleanor are kind of fighting over her drug use and partying and she does not look very happy. And I'm assuming he's not very happy either that she's not sobes. What do we think other than that?
I think that maybe now I'm thinking about how Eleanor said, you know, to Liam, retrace your steps, find what makes you happy and disappear for a little bit. I'm thinking maybe he stays in New York for a little bit with her, with Ophelia, and tries to, like, work it out and see, you know, and prove to her that it doesn't have to be in his world or whatever.
Mm-hmm. God, so much is going to happen.
I know.
Because it's only been 2 weeks that he's been trying to avenge his father's death.
Right.
And now he's in New York. So I feel like so much is going to happen this season.
Yes, I agree. A lot's going to happen. But yeah, he could stay in New York because he said, like, I don't care about any of that. So maybe he's like, you know what? He wasn't my father. I'm not going to be king. This isn't my world either. So I'm going to just stay in New York with you. I could totally see that happening. And then I can't wait to see the queen try and go ahead. I can't wait to see her go toe-to-toe with this new prime minister.
Ooh, me too. It's gonna be really good. Yeah. I couldn't find her on IMDb, but maybe I'll find her this week. But yeah, so I think Liam's gonna be in New York for a little bit, and maybe things go so great, and then something's gonna happen to pull him back to the palace. It'll be like, Jasper found a big clue, like, come solve the mystery with me of who killed the king, or like, something bad with Domino's gonna happen, and he's half a world away in New York, and he's gonna be like, oh, got it, babe, I gotta hop a plane.
Or Cyrus dies, and the queen can't get the bill through, and he's the king, and he's in New York.
And he's got to go back. Because it's right now, DNA-wise, he's not the heir.
I think it would be the oldest sister or the oldest daughter, right?
It would be Cyrus's daughters.
Okay.
If the bill hasn't gone through.
Or they get the DNA test. Something.
So many options.
So many options.
Oh, I don't know where it's going. This is the best show on TV. Oh, my God. Okay. Any other predictions?
I think we covered it.
Okay. So, fabulous. That's it for this week. Yay. I can't wait for next week. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Where can we find you guys on social media?
You can find me on Twitter or Instagram at Tina Kapp.
You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Fern Ronay.
And you guys can find me, Megan Stecker, on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at Megan Stecker. It's MEGANSTECHER. Thanks, guys. Happy Thanksgiving. And we'll see you next week for AfterBuzz TV's After Show for the Royals.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.